Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. On the air, online, everywhere. You can get our stream, our podcasts, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And, of course, your favorite local radio stations. If your local station isn't able to carry Into Tomorrow or doesn't carry all 3 hours of the broadcast each week, we understand, but be sure to come by intotomorrow.com and participate that way. Listen to the program. Join us. So many ways to participate, including the old-fashioned way, still works beautifully, 24/7, 800-899-INTO. Anytime that's convenient for you, 1-800-899-4686. And a brand new way that's getting a lot of attention and a lot of our audience participating is visit us at intotomorrow.com on the right-hand side on any browser, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your desktop, your shoe, anything that's got a browser. It'll say, Ask Dave, a little red button and a microphone. Click that and participate that way. We want to hear from you, not only because we send you fabulous prizes, many provided by our advertisers and guests and other friends of the program, but we just want to hear from you. It makes a big difference. Today, we present a company harnessing the power of bioelectronics to create products that treat chronic diseases and especially sinus pain relief. Very cool product that I have been using and actually getting results. That's always awesome to be able to provide sort of a testimonial. But when something like that works and works for me, I want to share it with you. The CEO and co-founder of a company called Tivic Health is Jennifer Ernst. Jennifer, welcome into Tomorrow. Delighted to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. Doing great.
Tell me a little bit first about Tivic Health, and then let's get into ClearUp.
Okay. Tivic Health is focused on this area, as you'd mentioned, bioelectronic medicine. And to give a little bit more color to that, our body is an electrochemical system. So if you think of drugs being something that treats chemistry, we're part of a wave of companies that are using and harnessing the electrical signals of the body in the same way that drugs have historically harnessed the chemical signals. So it's an emerging wave and one that you're going to be seeing a lot more of, drawing on technologies that we mostly would associate with pacemakers, deep brain stimulators, some treatments for epilepsy. But what we've done is taken that kind of robust technology background and brought it into a little handheld unit that you can use on your facial area around the sinuses. And it's delivering a very tiny, tiny amount of stimulation to relieve, in this case, sinus pain. And recently, the FDA now allows us to also say congestion. So sinus pain and congestion. So the company as a whole, we're a small team located in the Silicon Valley area, and very excited about bringing this field of medicine into these kind of mass market application areas so that we can deliver the power of the bioelectronic solutions to a much larger set of people.
And Jennifer, I like how you talked about adding color to the bioelectronic medicine, because your very colorful art behind you makes me want to remind our audience that, of course, this is also on video. So when you're listening on the radio, have no fear. When you have a chance, visit intotomorrow.com and check out the video with Jennifer from Tivic Health and see the product we're talking about. For example, I'm holding up the Clear Up right away. I'm glad to see that you said the FDA has approved it for congestion, because that's where I've noticed the biggest difference. And now, confirm that I'm doing this correctly. I power it up and I hold it up. Again, if you're watching, you're able to see this. If not, visit us, intotomorrow.com. And I'll let you describe what's happening, but I'm feeling just a little vibration, kind of a, as you mentioned, a stimulation of my sinuses. And then when the vibration stops, I simply move it until it starts vibrating again. Oh, there we go. So what is it finding? Is it finding congestion under my skin somehow and telling me, okay, we're going to vibrate that away and do that?
Well, we're going to go a little science techie here to explain that. So the sinus passages have a series of nerves that run through the sinus passages and out under the facial skin. Believe it or not, there are some small holes in your skull for that purpose. These little nerve fibers and veins come from the sinus passages under the facial skin. So what we've done is found a way to locate those and actually trigger the biological responses that are associated with the autonomic system. So allergies are a great example of how our immune system can be is a wonderful asset, but can also be not a very friendly part of our body.
So, which some of us have learned in this past year about the immune system. So very good point.
So when it comes to allergies, I mean, those tissues inside our nose really can't tell the difference between a dust mite, a little bit of pollen, a tickle from a hair from our pet, and a virus, an attacking virus. So the immune system goes into response no matter what. So what we're doing is tapping the electrical signals associated with that. It's not unlike drugs that treat similar conditions, except that when you take a pill, you have to take it through your whole system.
Yeah.
When you use a nasal spray, you're using a whole bunch of chemical that's targeted at the tissue and causes significant rebound effects often. You have congestion, you use it a few times, but then, boy, the congestion comes back in spades.
Yeah.
By using the body's own natural systems and just kind of goosing our body's responses a little bit, we're able to deliver that kind of relief that you would associate with typical pharmaceutical products, but without having any of those kind of chemical side effects. So and you'll notice no grogginess, no rebound that we've seen, none of the stuff people hate about taking pills.
And I've even had doctors suggest, well, then just try a little saline because it's not a bunch of chemicals, it's just more natural. So, well, that's great. And you get literally a very temporary relief. And it's almost like I'm doing saline constantly. Well, that doesn't help. But it makes perfect sense the way you're talking about. So it's really, as I'm using the ClearUp device and moving it, when it stops vibrating and then I move it slightly around the sinus area, right? It's finding more nerve endings, and that's when it vibrates again, correct?
Right, and think of those fibers as basically like the wiring of the internet. Uh-huh. The body, the nervous system is the body's internet. We're finding ways to send a signal into the sinus passages over those wires of the internet. So very localized. It's a very isolated treatment. You know, you're not going to be seeing effects of all through your body. It's not going to be affecting any place other than really those tissue areas where you're delivering the current, which is what I get so excited about in this whole area of electronic medicine is the ability to do this really precise targeting to the tissues and to the chemical responses.
And I like how you got our attention when you related it to, it's like the internet in that sense, because now it's like, aha, you know, it's, a light goes off, and it does tend to make sense. How many treatment points should we expect? Because I know that we're talking about using the device from like the side of the nose and up and around, even under the eyebrows. And I have noticed that congestion relief as well. So should we expect a bunch? Is everybody a little bit different? Are these tiny holes in our skull, if you will, different in various people?
The base feature set is the same, and there's about seven of those that are reliably located across everyone. And then the way that our nerves distribute and the way that the blood vessels are distributed, it ranges from around, when my sinuses are healthy, I'll see about 7 to 8 treatment points. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a more inflamed, congested mode, you know, the blood vessels are swollen a bit more, 14, 15, 16 treatment points. So it will range by person. It will vary somewhat depending on what state you're in.
Yeah.
Whether you've got really, you're in a good, healthy state and you're using it just before you go out to face the allergy season, mm-hmm. or if you're using it while you're standing in the middle of a bunch of poppies and other pollen producing substances. But the number of treatment points themselves, a few points that are very reliable between person to person, and then additional treatment points for each individual. And the system is actually adapting to your individual electrical composition. So the treatment you're getting, when you use it versus what I get it, there's actually some variability in there based on your unique physiology.
Wow. Well, now, so folks listening on the radio, how would you best describe the ClearUp device? I'm looking at it as sort of the size of a mini mouse. I have a little computer mouse here as well that we use for one of the many machines here in the studio. And it's not much bigger or thicker or taller than this little mini computer mouse. Is that a good description, do you think, for folks not yet seeing the video?
Right. It's a good description. I mean, size-wise, it's the shape, let's see, it's the shape of a pear. Think of a pear-cut diamond, mm-hmm. a little bit flat on both sides with a pear shape to make it easy to get the tip of the device up around the sinus areas in the eyes. Size-wise, about the size of a business card, a very small mouse, a mini mouse is a good comparator too. Around the size of some, I'm thinking of things people will have in their house today, around the size of a webcam, a small webcam. So the device is meant really to be carried, designed to be carried in a purse, a pocket, easily transportable. This is rechargeable, so you're able to use it on the go. You can take it with you. And depending on how much you use it, you don't have to charge it for some number of days.
Good. And it does come with a charger, unlike a lot of electronics these days, where you're lucky if you get a cable. This actually comes with a charger. So we commend you for that. We're chatting with the CEO and co-founder of Tivic Health, Jennifer Ernst, and we invite you to visit her site at Tivic Health, T-I-V-I-C, health.com. We're back with lots more. You don't want to miss this as Into Tomorrow continues.